Chaser by Kylie Scott. Read for you by Will Dameron.
Chapter 1.
Face it, Eric. You're a fuckboy.
I turned away from the shapely ass I'd been checking out and frowned. Jesus, Nell, that's a bit harsh, don't you think?
No, not really, she said, smoothing a loving hand over her small baby belly.
I fixed my gaze on her face, ignoring everything and anything to do with her midsection. I did not want to know anything about her pregnancy. Not that I wasn't happy for her and her husband. We'd all gone to school together and been friends a long time, after all. But for lots of really good reasons, me and babies didn't mix. Every time I saw Nell's bump, it worried me. I said a little prayer to please let her and the baby be okay this time, and then did my best not to think about it again. Not to remember the baby we'd lost last year. There were things much more happiness-inducing going on in the bar area than falling into grief and regrets again.
I don't even need to look to see. That's how predictable you are. I can tell when a hot woman walks into the bar just by seeing your eyes light up like a cat that spied a mouse.
She paused, then ranted,
Eric! Eric!
Yeah? She cocked her head.
You're not even listening to me, are you?
Of course I am. Mostly. I was sort of torn between outrage at Nell's insinuation and an itching desire to follow the perfect behind. Didn't make Nell right, however.
This is what I'm talking about, she said. Your attention span makes a gnat look gargantuan.
Calm down, I said I was listening to you.
So what did I just say?
Well, basically you said that I'm a douche, I said.
Which hurts.
Nell crossed her arms.
Oh, really? Now you're pretending you have feelings?
Of course I have feelings.
Sure you do. And why do I think you're a douche?
I stared off over her shoulder, catching sight once more of the back of the particularly lovely-looking female being shown to her table by Lydia. Lydia was the third owner of the dive bar, along with me and Nell. But back to the far more important babe. Long brown hair hung down to her shoulder blades, and a shapely ass swayed with every step. God damn. Summertime with all the skin on display was pretty great. But then again, winter, with its tight jeans and sweaters, like my new about-to-be-best female friend with benefits had on, was also pretty fucking awesome. Too bad I could only spy on her from behind. I wonder what her rack was like. Not that I was fussy. Full, generous, slim, pert, soft, firm. It was all good. It's like I always say, life is like taking off a girl's bra. You never know exactly what you're gonna get, but however it turns out, it's basically awesome.
Eric!
Nell picked up a knife, immediately dragging me out of my daydreams. She started tapping it against a cutting board, all impatient-like.
I'm waiting.
Women and stuff, I said, the obvious answer. Generally, it was always one or the other. You think I'm a douche because of women and stuff? Her eyes narrowed.
And stuff?
Am I wrong?
No.
Phew. Okay, then.
Seriously, Eric, one day you're going to wish there was more to your life than the next piece of ass.
She stopped cutting to gesticulate with her hands, one of which was still alarmingly wielding the knife.
I mean, the closest you've ever come to a long-term relationship was with Alex, and that was only because Joe stole your online identity to woo her.
Ha ha. I bet Nell had planned that line a week ago and was just waiting for a chance to wheel it out. Can I get back to work now?
Whatever. She slapped the knife down. You're a lost cause. I give up on you.
Thank God for that. Baby hormones made Nell even scarier than usual. Just the other day,